I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have some scuzzy rock from former Norman Music Festival performer Ty Segall.
After putting out a record full of mellow downer glam rock last year called Sleeper, it appears that 27-year-old Ty Segall is back to blowing the roofs off California garages. The loud, fuzzy guitar riffing that you hear now is called Susie Thumb, and it's the first song off his upcoming record, Manipulator, due out later this month. Segall posted a preview of the album to YouTube a while back, and it sounds like it's got a bunch of these scorching garage rock tunes blended in with silly psychedelic elements. Stuff like falsetto backing vocals and carousel ride keyboards. A little bit of more traditional sounding piano comes in later for texture here on Susie Thumb, though, adding a thin top layer of sound to Segall's very satisfying and hefty brand of low fidelity rock.
That's Ty Segall with the song Susie Thumb off his upcoming album Manipulator, out August 26th on Drag City Records. And Matt, I'm incredibly jealous of you because of a road trip you took last week.
Yeah, Thursday I hopped into a car with my good friend Nathan Poppy, who's the editor of Look at OKC and an occasional contributor to this very segment. And we drove nearly 500 miles to St. Louis to catch Sturgill Simpson play a set of outlaw country tunes for about 375 people at this divey, sweaty bar called Off Broadway. It sounded an awful lot like this. Well, a little happiness, a little love is all I wanted. Sure as hell thought I'd found it, I was wrong. She left my heart feeling torn, had my memories all gone. But it's her right there, dang, all my song. Every day I'm smoking my brain haze. All I can do to keep going crazy. But the paranoid slowly creeps in. Oh, I keep drinking myself silly. Only way with this hell will. And I thank God for this hair alive. You're listening to a performance of the song Life of Sin that Sturgill and his band did live on Letterman about a month ago. Though the version Nathan and I heard on Thursday came with a lot more hooting and hollering that signaled the audience's vigorous approval. And through all the praise from the crowd, Sturgill stood up there very stoic and leaderly, hitting every vocal note his songs demanded of him, and occasionally shouting whenever his Estonian guitar player Lar Jometz ripped off a particularly blazing solo on his Telecaster. If there were any barns in the vicinity of Off-Broadway Thursday night, then they'd surely been burnt to the ground by Friday morning.
Sturgill Simpson's latest album, Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, is available now on Loose Music. And finally, we have an easygoing lo-fi jam from a band that's releasing their sophomore LP, titled Hoodwinked, on September 23rd via Double Double Whammy and Exploding in Sound Records.
Heavily filtered vocals? Check. Lemon Chandy guitar tones? Double check. Up-tempo without sounding like you're putting a lot of effort into it? Triple check. Congratulations, gentlemen, we have a polite summer indie rock jam on our hands. This one comes from New York's Level Up, that's spelled L-V-L up, and it's here just in time to still be considered a summer jam.
Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. In tomorrow's issue of Look at OKC, Nick Drugakis looks at craft brewing in Oklahoma. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ron.